Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Jill Tolles, Executive Director of the Gwynn Center, filling in for Sam Shad today. We have an exciting episode where we're going to dive into some important topics with Dr. Kamood Acharya, Desert Research Institute President, for an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hit the open road on a brand new Harley or win a bundle of cash during the $250,000 Harley Davidson giveaways at Carson Valley Inn. Thousands in weekly giveaways, plus multiple grand prize winners, including cash and seven brand new Harleys. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
You've worked hard all your life paying into Social Security. Now that's something to admire. But Sam Brown disagrees. In fact, Sam Brown was caught on tape calling a plan that could phase out Social Security and Medicare something to admire. That's what Brown said about eliminating the Social Security and Medicare hundreds of thousands of Nevadans rely on. There's nothing to admire about that. Sam Brown. Can't trust him to be for you. Wynn Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Jill Tolles, Executive Director of the Gwynn Center, filling in for Sam Shad, and I'm so pleased to welcome for the first time Dr. Kamood Acharya, the President of the Desert Research Institute. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. It's my pleasure.
Yes, and Desert Research Institute is this gem, some might argue a hidden gem in Nevada, but it's been around for over 60 years and is doing impactful work that has global recognition on environmental sciences. So can you tell us a little more about the history and the impact of having this institute here?
Definitely. You know, DRI is one of eight Nevada System of Higher Education institutions, right? We are different from other seven institutions in that we only conduct research at DRI. We do not grant degrees. Our scientists they are all based in Nevada, but they travel all around the world collecting data on science. And they are involved in providing solutions for pretty serious environmental problems that we're facing today. Yeah. And also our faculty are different in that, or DRI as a whole is very unique in that our faculty are not funded by the state. Mm-hmm. So they actually write grant proposals and bring funding and they pay themselves.
Okay.
And so what that does is that provides a significant independence to our faculty to pursue their own passion and types of research that they want to conduct. Mm-hmm. And so we have two campuses in Las Vegas and Reno, and the Reno is our main campus. We have over 600 employees, including faculty, lab, technicians, and other administrative support staff. And then at any time, we have over 100 different projects that are happening at DRI. And we have 40 different labs in two campuses.
Wow. I just want to point out you have 600 engineers, scientists, research staff, and you're a large employer of high income earning professionals as well in North and South.
That is absolutely true. Actually, in the last 4 years, we've hired over 200 employees at DRI.
Fantastic. And how many of them do you pull from within Nevada and how many from across the globe?
When we do searches, we do national searches, but if we have local candidates qualified, and we obviously prioritize them, but our folks, they come from all over the country.
And you are studying not just global issues, but also particular to Nevada and the region. So what are some of the areas that you study?
You know, we have three main research divisions at DRI. These are called Division of Hydrologic Sciences, Atmospheric Sciences, and Earth and Ecosystem Sciences. That means we study air, water, and earth, anything related to that. Recently, we've added the fourth component or element, you might call it, is wildfires, because wildfires becoming such a big problem in Western United States. All our faculty from all three divisions, they actually study wildfires, many of them. So there are many topics that are really important to Nevada that we're researching right now. For example, one of the projects is groundwater assessment. So how much water, groundwater, we have a new project funded by State Engineer's Office. We're working with USGS, DRIS, on finding out whether we're using our groundwater in a sustainable way or not. So how much water do we have in our groundwater basins? How much is being recharged every year, and how much we're taking out? We don't have a really good data right now. We're using data that were available 70 years ago.
Wow.
You know, so we're updating all of that. That is really important because, you know, water is a very important natural resources for the state, right?
Right. Yeah. And it impacts everything. So we're talking about drought. We're talking about efficiencies and water conservation. And so the science that you are conducting, the studies you're conducting, directly impact who?
So it impacts the communities. It impacts the managers who manage our groundwater basins, for example. It impacts farmers. Let me talk about another project. We have another project called OpenET. OpenET is a collaboration between DRI, Environmental Defense Fund, Google, NASA, and many other. And so what OpenET does is OpenET uses a Landsat images to measure evapotranspiration from our fields. You know, and so what that does is people then who are the farmers, for example, who have they have to irrigate their lands on a regular basis. They're able to tell using that app that OpenET team has developed whether their field is dry, they need more water, they've been over irrigated, so that they can stop their irrigation. So basically, that OpenET allows them to monitor evapotranspiration from the field, and so everybody benefits. The water managers benefit by conservation. The farmers benefit by not over-irrigating or under-irrigating. And that natural resource is available for everyone else. I mean, you know that Colorado River is over-allocated and drying, right? I mean, so I think that program like OpenET, I think, helps the state manage our water resources. And there are many other projects like that.
So much to talk about, but such an important issue, and we'll have to take a break and then come back and talk about another important issue, wildfires.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Jill Tolles, Executive Director of the Gwynn Center, filling in for Sam Shad. And once again, we are here with Dr. Kamud Acharya, and so excited to talk about the work that you're doing at Desert Research Institute. So much more that we could have talked about, everything from your ice core analysis, which is fascinating, to cloud seeding, to some other projects. So hopefully we can get to that at the end. But I want to talk about something that is alarming, particularly right now. As we are recording this, there is a 2,000-acre, 0% contained fire up in Bear Valley, and we have a good friend who lost her home in the Gold Ranch fire just a few weeks ago. So wildfires is something that is absolutely top of mind, and not only because of the destruction, but also the impacts on our environment, on air quality, water, and everything from economic impacts like insurance rates and housing affordability. So can you talk a little bit about a recent conference that you put on in Las Vegas to address this very important topic?
Absolutely. Happy to talk about it. As you said, it's such an important, such a big topic these days, right? The wildfire frequencies have just gone up. The impact is devastating, you know, the loss of lives, loss of properties and all of that. And then often you hear like in the news that, well, the insurance companies are leaving certain part of the country, they're not covering wildfires. And we hear all kinds of challenges about wildfire. And then we started to think about, I mean, how as a research institute can contribute to dealing with wildfires. And so we decided that, we thought about it a lot, and it was pretty obvious that all these wildfire, all these agencies that deal with wildfires, they may be like home builders or homeowners association, or they may be real estate agencies, they may be insurance companies, you know, utilities. All of these agencies and the firefighters, obviously, they live in their silos. And they all do their thing, but we still feel like there's not enough collaboration among these different agencies to deal with wildfires. Because of that, I think we're not very efficient in dealing with or building resilient communities around wildfires. So we decided to organize this summit where we invited people from different sectors. As you were there and at the summit, we had folks from utilities, real estate, we had a representative from Paradise, which had a devastating wildfire a few years ago. And he's part of the gentleman who's part of the rebuilding the community, right? He's part of the rebuilding team. And so we wanted to invite all of them, and we wanted to listen to all of these people, their challenges, and how we can all bring them together. Mm-hmm. How do we break that barriers? How do we break that silos, you know? So that was the purpose, that was the motivation of our organizing that summit, so that hopefully we're summarizing the outcome of our summit right now, and we'll be able to share that with all of the stakeholders, participants, and hopefully that will provide some template for future firefighting or dealing with wildfires. You know.
So definitely breaking down silos, getting everyone in the same room. As far as you know, has anyone done a convening like that, of that size, with that many regional experts, not just in Nevada, but in neighboring states?
To the best of our knowledge, we couldn't find any. Mm-hmm. And that's why we decided to do that. And hopefully the others will also jump in and do similar exercises. Mm-hmm. And we will definitely continue to engage all those participants that came to our, it's not one and done. We will continue to have conversation, and we'll We'll keep on engaging with them, and hopefully that they will also collaborate among themselves. And you know,
right?
Yeah, I mean, this was an exercise that we went into without knowing whether we'll be successful or not. You know.
What were some of your key takeaways, just as a citizen of Nevada?
Oh, definitely. I have a three or four really important things that I hadn't thought about. The first thing that I realized is that you know, wildfires have been around for forever. The natural wildfires. The only thing is now the human-caused wildfire frequencies has gone up. So as a result, I realized that you know we have to learn to live with wildfires. But how do we become more resilient? How do we deal with it better? Right. Mm-hmm. That is one thing. Second thing is I talked about the silos. All of these agencies living in different silos, and that is absolutely true. I mean, we saw that. Third thing is we are, as the population continue to grow. We're encroaching upon these wildland areas. We're building houses and communities. The wildfires is going to happen, and so, but we're not making our houses more resilient. We're not creating buffers around these houses. Yeah. We're not doing a good job of cleaning up fields. The fields management is not very good, mm-hmm. right? And so I think that some of these things were very important, and I didn't even realize that. You know, so and also one of the other things is that involving communities who have experience dealing with wildfires, whether it's tribal mm-hmm. communities or people have been living in that land for a long time, we're not engaging them. You know, there's so much knowledge there. Mm-hmm. You know, we could get them to participate in the conversation. You know, so there were so many takeaways for me personally.
I know I definitely left feeling motivated. The first thing I did was tell my husband, we need some more defensible space around our home.
Around your house, yeah.
And not just our home, but we needed to call a neighborhood gathering because yeah. we could take care of our home, but if our neighbor hasn't, then you know the next four houses might go down. And yeah. I'll never forget, actually, I live in Collin Ranch, and we were right up against the Pine Haven fire, and my daughter and I stood on a hill and we watched five houses burn, and it was a very emotional day.
Absolutely.
For our neighborhood. And so we've been evacuated at least three times mm-hmm. since I've lived there, and so it is literally in our backyard and something that we care deeply about. So appreciate that you're looking for solutions, and definitely going to be looking for the summary of the findings and best recommendations that'll come out of that work.
Absolutely. We'll share that with all the participants as soon as we're ready. And I think that we should have that by the end of the month.
Fantastic. Yep. We got to take one more break, yep. and then I'd like to come back and talk about some of the other exciting things that you're working on.
Sounds good.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Jill Tolles, Executive Director of the Gwynn Center. And once again, I am here with Dr. Kamut Acharya from the Desert Research Institute. So we just talked about the first successful conference, and I think we missed what we called that conference. It's the abbreviation is AWE plus, AWE plus. Can you tell us what that stood for and your plans for future conferences?
Absolutely. I think the AWE plus stands for Adaptable World Environment. How do we adapt to changing environment? And also it stands for air, water, and earth. That's those three topics that DRI has been working on for decades and decades. So this conference was an experiment for us. This is the first time we organized something like this. And so we're still assessing how well it went and what were the shortcomings, how can we improve upon this conference. And obviously this is, even the participants, not one and done. We will continue to engage with the participants and continue to have that conversation. In the future, there are so many difficult topics that we need to tackle with. For example, extreme heat mm-hmm. is a topic that I think we think needs urgent attention.
Yep.
The impact of smoke on people, the communities, you know. And then the drought. Drought is a big topic. Mm-hmm. So we will see, we probably have to improvise, or whether we will organize a very similar program or something different, but we will definitely continue to organize programs under the banner of AWPLUS.
Mm-hmm. On that air topic, I know that came up in the wildfire conference as well, and the impacted communities with air quality are often children, the elderly. Mm-hmm. And what really surprised me was the impact on pregnant mothers.
Definitely.
And maternal mortality rates and so forth. So definitely so many more health ripple effects to this issue. And then for full disclosure, the Gwynn Center actually and DRI partnered on some heat resilience research and some policy implications and recommendations in the past, particularly in Southern Nevada.
Yeah, that was a very neat study, and that opened up our eyes so much. Like, the study that was conducted in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and Phoenix area, I believe that,
mm-hmm.
And we got so much questions, and it continues to be in the news, that study.
Yeah, and one of the things that speaks to is that you're not just doing science for data gathering sake, but it has real implications for policymakers and for individuals, for organizations, companies in our state to take that research and use it for meaningful action.
That is very true. Yeah.
Yep. Wonderful. So tell me a little bit more about your journey in the last 20 years and the changes at DRI, because you came on as a hydrologist 20 years ago, took over as president, first as an interim president in 2019, and then the standing president 2020. What are the changes you've witnessed at DRI?
It's a great question. In the last 20 or in 19 years, the shift in research areas is pretty significant. Even when I came as a faculty, I used to study back in the day the traditional contaminants in water, such as nitrogen and phosphorus, how that impacts the water quality, algal blooms, and all of that. Even during my time, I haven't done any research in the last 5-6 years, but even like 10 or so years later after I joined DRI, the shift had already happened. Instead of studying traditional contaminants, I was beginning to study emerging contaminants such as pharmaceuticals, such as PFAS, things like that, because now those things are more urgent and we don't understand much about those new contaminants.
Hmm.
Similarly, DRI faculty have been studying water, air pollution, hydrology, and all of that for many, many years. The shift is happening. For example, we have now a group that studies microplastics.
Mm-hmm.
Microplastics are found everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There are a group that studies PFAS, which is a forever compound that we're finding
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We have a group that is, we have started a new program in Las Vegas called the Heat Resilience Lab.
Mm-hmm.
And that group studies the impact of extreme heat on communities,
Mm-hmm.
They try to bring together all the stakeholders into one room and have a difficult conversation so that the information is then passed on to policymakers
mm-hmm.
and who's being impacted disproportionately,
mm-hmm.
right? So we have folks studying really like extreme heat, wildfires, mm-hmm. microplastics, things of that nature. And these are fairly new. And also another project that we have is called geoengineering. We're looking at the impact of climate change and whether there's anything else we can do to mitigate that impact. For example, whether can we plant trees all over the cities mm-hmm. to reduce temperature, or can we start painting the roof of the houses like all white color so that we have better reflection of that heat so mm-hmm. that we can cool cities. Mm-hmm. There is another program called Cirrus Cloud Thinning. Is there anything we can do with the atmosphere in a smaller scale that changes the temperature? Mm-hmm. And so the topics are different now mm-hmm. than it used to be 20 years ago. And these are very pressing environmental concerns right now. And that is a big change that I have seen in 20 years.
Yeah. So much to unpack there, but we only have about a minute and a half left. So I know that you have some other new developments on the horizon. You want to share a little bit about that?
Definitely. Our Reno campus, we've always wanted to build a research community around our campus. So there is a project that we've started. It's called building a technology park around DRI campus. We have over 300 acres of land in Reno. And then what we would like to do is we'd like to have private investors build buildings and then have tenants that have complementary businesses to DRI so that we can co-locate, collaborate, and then build a vibrant technology community. Mm-hmm. And so we leased the first parcel of land recently, and our first building will be built. Hopefully, it'll begin at least early next year. Mm-hmm. And then we'll continue to add more buildings and have more tenants. As the city of Reno grows, mm-hmm. all these technology companies are moving in here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, some of those companies will co-locate with DRI. Mm-hmm. So that's our dream.
Wow, fantastic vision for the future. So many applications to the work that you do. I really do hope that you come back on this show, because we could spend an entire episode just on any one of those topics.
Thank you for having me, and I will be delighted to come back and have a conversation with you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And that's all for today's Nevada Newsmakers. Please join us again for the next episode, and we will see you soon.
Come celebrate Tamarack Casino's 23rd anniversary with $50,000 in giveaways this September. $5,000 big cash winners every Saturday, and a $10,000 big cash winner during the grand finale celebration on September 28th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
Thank you for joining us for Nevada Newsmakers. Please check out NevadaNewsmakers.com to watch all the episodes, and we'll see you next time.